The Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. This is the word of the Lord.
Well done. Now, if we can, we remain standing for our gospel reading, which Vivian is going to read for us.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
And thank you to you, O Vivian. Please be seated. Now, I wonder if anyone has had any Christmas presents, have you? Yes, some people, brilliant. Maybe some of you are patiently waiting till later. Did you get anything good? Yes? Anything particular you want to mention? Don't feel you have to. Has anybody brought anything with them that they got? No? Anybody? One of the people of Bogle Street had got a ticket to fly to New Zealand, which I thought was quite good. It sort of set a standard, didn't it? It had felt that the oven gloves, which I bought Mrs. Roy, didn't quite measure up. A jigsaw of a steam tray. Yes, oh, well, someone knows you well, Jonathan. Anybody else? Yes. Oh, fantastic. So is that a football shirt or a what? Okay, yeah. He's a driver of a car. Fantastic. And what's the other thing? A skateboard.
Yeah.
Brilliant. A Technic skateboard. Is that like to do tricks with your fingers?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done. That looks like hours of entertainment. Fantastic. You didn't get anything, no. I expect it's a jacket. Very stylish, very stylish. Anybody else? No one's wearing their Christmas socks or tie or whatever. Okay, oh, excellent, yes. Or it's a jumper new, oh no, okay. Stuart's got a very good Only Fools and Horses Christmas jumper as well. So are the socks got a festive theme? No. I got Henry VIII's socks, which had been secretly bought for me when we went to Hampton Court, apparently. And my wife likes to do Christmas presents as instructions. So what I got was two squeezers of different sizes. She thinks that, you know, I give up on the toothpaste a bit too early, and we can save some money, save the planet, use it. So obviously my New Year's resolution and target for 2025 is set out in the form of a gift. Now, Christmas, of course it shouldn't be all about the presents, but it is all about a present. Or rather, it's all about a present. It's about Jesus given to us. Jesus comes to be God present with us, God with us and for us. The gift of Jesus, born as God made human, God made flesh. Jesus coming to share our condition and save us from ourselves. Jesus is the ultimate Christmas present. The Bible says, to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And to the shepherds, the angel says, today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you, born for them. He is the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, the Lord. So Jesus is born and given to us as God's perfect and ultimate gift. All we really wanted and needed, although perhaps we didn't know it. That's the best type of present, isn't it? Yeah, not just something off your list or a bank transfer, but where somebody thinks of something you didn't realise you knew you wanted, and it was perfect. Tricky to do that. Maybe the giver knows you and your circumstances even better than you know yourself. And that's how it is with God. He's the ultimate thoughtful, loving giver. Now, in the great largesse of the rectory and others, I have got a number of gifts for you today. So this is going to be exciting. And the first is this. What's this? Straw. It is straw. Children, would you all like to come and get a piece of straw? Just what you wanted, isn't it? You can take this away as a souvenir of today, if you like. You don't know, you don't fancy it, no. Anybody else? Piece of straw? Yeah, do come and get one. Pass it around. You know, or everyone can, there's loads. Everyone can have one. In fact, if anyone wants to buy the remainder of the straw, I think apparently it's good for your roses. You like some straw? Tempting offer. Well, I tell you what, I'll leave it at the back, and you can help yourself to some straw if you'd like some at the end of the service. Obviously very neatly, because the church wardens don't want to spend their entire Christmas day hoovering the church. Now, this straw... Can I ask you what we use straw for? What is the? I know you're country lot, agriculturally informed. What is the? Sorry. We would use it for Freddy the donkey. Yes. Bedding. Yes. Animal bedding. Exactly. That's right. Straw. Hay is different stuff, isn't it? And David can tell us all about award-winning silage afterwards if we wish. So straw, bedding. Now, the Bible doesn't mention straw. It never actually says that Jesus was born in a stable. But it says there was no room for him in the inn or the guest room or whatever that place is, and that they placed Jesus in a manger in an animal feeding trough. Now, I imagine they tried to give it a good clean for the saviour of the world, but I expect they didn't have a lovely mattress or whatever. Maybe some nice clean straw was the best thing they could do for the saviour of the world. Jesus didn't have a beautiful crib or cot. He wasn't born in a royal palace. He came to somewhere very normal and they had to make do. Maybe that means there was a hole in the ground. That seems to be what they often used to feed the animals. So Jesus' birth perhaps was even less than ordinary. You might say he was slumming it. Certainly compared to the throne room of heaven. He came to share our mess, and to be with us. And that makes sense because he was our Savior. He was going to save us from our mess, the mess we've made of things. He joined the human family and became our brother that he might save us. Christmas tells us that we don't need to pretend and put on a good show. We needn't wear our Sunday best to come to church for Christmas. We can come to Jesus as we are, because Jesus came to us as we are. So that's the first thing today, the first little gift. You can take away a bit of straw as a souvenir, memento, reminder, visual aid of Jesus' birth in a manger. Now, I'm sorry about this. This one is not quite so lovely, really. I'm just going to put on some gloves because I don't really want to handle these. And you might want to stand back because they're a little bit whiffy. Now, can anybody tell me what this is? Did someone say it? Donkey poo? That's disgusting. Have you seen the donkey poo? What do you think this is? Not donkey poo. Rabbit poo is a good guess. Sheep poo, well done Sue. Now, actually, it's not really, I was only fibbing. It's actually, excuse me, a delicious chocolate raisin. Someone at Bodil Street was very disappointed it wasn't chocolate peanuts, but there's no pleasing some people. Anyway, so, if anyone fancies chocolate raisin or two, if you're allergic, obviously you mustn't, but you're welcome to a chocolate raisin either now or on your way out. You've got to keep your strength up, really, on Christmas Day, haven't you? Chocolate for breakfast, you don't want to faint, so help yourself if you like one. Now put them by the door at the back and you can help yourself to them. Well, of course, that's another sign of our mess, but it also gives us a chance to think about sheep and shepherds. Remember, the good news went to the kings, the wise men from far away, but also to the shepherds who were more local. They were literally outsiders who were welcomed in, and maybe they were a little bit shabby and smelly. Lots of the great leaders in Old Testament times were shepherds. Abraham was a shepherd. Moses was a shepherd. David was a shepherd. Lots of the other heroes of the Old Testament. But mostly by Jesus' time, that the shepherds, the leaders of Israel, had gone wrong. And Jesus came to be the shepherd, the good shepherd, the true and ultimate new and better shepherd, the one who would protect and provide, who would give us security and rest. And we need a shepherd like that, because we all, like sheep, have gone astray and turned each one to his own way. Jesus comes to bring us back to himself as the shepherd and overseer of our souls. He comes to seek and to save us, the lost sheep, and lovingly bring us home on his shoulders. And not only that, but Jesus is uniquely the shepherd who turns out to be the Lamb of God who dies for the sin of the world. Crazily, Jesus is the shepherd who loves his sheep enough to give up his life for them. That is madness if you're a shepherd, isn't it? The shepherds, I'm sad to say that the sheep are always destined for the table, aren't they? That's the economics of shepherding. It's madness for a shepherd to die for the sheep. The purpose of the sheep is actually to die for the shepherd. But Jesus is very different. He's the shepherd who's also the lamb, the shepherd who dies for the sheep, dies and rises again. And like these chocolates, there's more to Jesus than might first appear. Jesus looks very ordinary and unpromising, but he turns out to be very special and brilliant. Like these chocolates, Jesus deserves a second look, a third look, a try. It's easy to mistake him and overlook him, to think we know who and what he is. But he's actually much better than we could ever imagine. He's what we want and what we need, even if perhaps we don't realise it. So as you enjoy your Christmas feast today, I hope you will also taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, if that weren't enough, there are also potentially two other gifts. Have we got a slide for this? So, I got some Gospels I've been cutting around, some of the accounts of the life of Jesus from the New Testament in a modern English translation. They're only short, they'd easily go in your pocket or handbag or whatever, so do take one of those if you're interested in one of those. And there are also some increasingly battered flyers, which just mentioned these two opportunities in the new year to investigate the Christian faith a bit more. One in the evening, one in the daytime, and all the details are on the flyer and on the notice sheet on the website. So if you'd like one, ask me for one of those, and don't forget your straw and your chocolate raisin.